with a wagon tongue, what was the part that went, the thing that went right behind the horse?
Double trees.
And then, was this?
Single trees.
Which came first from the horse?
Well, it was a single tree in front of the double tree. A lot of people call them the whipple trees, and I don't know whether it was double trees and whipple trees or whipple trees and whipple trees.
Did they call them whipple trees around here?
No, it was double trees.
Mm-hmm. When you were driving a wagon, what would you hold in your hands?
Lines.
And if you wanted your horses to go to the left, what would you tell them?
To the left hand. A lot of them would say G and haul.
Uh-huh.
Haul for left and G for right.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you call the horse on the left?
As called.
The horse on the left hand side.
The off horse.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted your horses to start, what would you tell them?
Get up.
Then which way would they go?
Head.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted them to go
back
faster?
Back.
And then,
back up.
Then which?
Back on the line.
Which way would they go then?
Backwards.
Uh-huh. If you wanted them to go faster, what would you tell them?
Get up.
Mm-hmm. And to stop?
You whip on them, holler wool for them to stop.
If they don't stop, try another word, huh? If you wanted somebody to take the horses and get them ready, and then attach him to the wagon, what would you tell him to do?
Hitch him up.
Uh-huh. If you were riding a saddle horse, what would you hold in your hands?
Bridle reins.
And what would you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
And?
I've got a stirrup out here in the barn now that my father made. Here back there. He used to cover saddles, make the stirrups.
He'd
get a saddle tree and tan leather and put over the saddle and the horn cover and everything, and then have him make the stirrups. Stirrups on them.
What did he make the stirrups from?
Pecans. Mostly all pecans. A few hickory, wasn't many hickory around here that would make the stirrups out of them.
Just carve it out, or would he bend it?
Bend them. Soak them and then bend them around. He cut out tree down and cut his stirrup, made his stirrup come around here, and then and cut a little piece put through and bore a hole through here to bolt his stirrup together where the fender would come down. And the stirrup would.
And then cover the whole works with leather?
Well, he have covered them, but he usually just leave the wooden stirrup out.
You didn't need a protection for your boot, I guess, in this country.
No. Oh, he have made them protection in front for the keep your foot from going clear through the stirrup, but usually get a wooden stirrup. And he'd make a 2-inch stirrup and 3-inch stirrups. Wide stirrups and narrow stirrups. And whatever anyone would want, wouldn't even be a cover in a saddle for them. If they wanted wine strips, he'd put wine strips on. If they wanted narn, he'd put the narn strips on. He made had a whole bunch of strips made on hand. Do whatever kind of strips you wanted.
Well, what do you call a thing that goes underneath the saddle?
The belly band. Thank you. That made me think my sister way back there, she done got her a pony in a saddle and she called out the chin chat.
No, what?